Weirdly, I blogged about you back in 2012.
Oh, wow. That must have been the first time I came out here.
I remember sharing some of your stuff and going, oh, this girl's got something. This is really exciting. It feels like, for me, this introduction's been long overdue. Do you think it's been a long process actually being through it yourself?
As cliche as it sounds, I think everything really happens for a reason. And, you know, I think the music wasn't ready yet and I wasn't ready yet probably. So I think now just feels so right and everything has just fallen into place. So I'm really happy actually that it was kind of more of a process.
If people do their research on you, they can go back and find you kind of, what is it, at the age of 16 on American Idol?
Yes, I was. Seems so long ago now.
I know. Do you even remember what it felt like to go in front of the judges?
Oh, definitely. I was terrified. I was so nervous. And I have nothing but, you know, thank you for that show, because the minute I got cut, I just had this fire under me just to start, you know, posting YouTube videos and kind of just writing music more and taking my career more into my own hands. So it was really great, actually, that I ended up not making it through.
You worked with Pro Green on Lullaby. How was he? Was he cool to work with?
Oh, he's so cool. You know, it was one of the situations, though, where we didn't even meet until a few months after we recorded the song. Became one of my really good friends, actually, him and his lovely wife. So kind of, it was cool, too, because I kind of got to watch, you know, a pro really do it, because he's been in the game for a while. So I just realized I said a little pun, too. I got to watch a pro do it. But no, it was just cool to learn from him and kind of just, you know, watch him do his thing.
So why did we have to wait so long between that collaboration with Pro and then you bringing out your solo track?
I think I knew I just wanted to come back and make sure that I had a solid body of work to really present and push out here. I did a show just last night and everyone knew the words, and it's been really cool just to see the reaction for these songs that I put so much of myself into.
Should have been us.
Right.
Insanely good. There aren't many songs that make me move my shoulders.
Ooh, nice.
And it's the shoulder moving track.
I like that. Okay.
Okay. How do you dance to it? How do you feel when you listen to it?
Can go a couple different ways, because the song is very 90s hip hop inspired. And but also, like, when I performed this one live, I mean, just recently on the VMAs, there was kind of like a rock with the little grit vibe to it. So it can kind of go a few different ways.
I want to talk about that VMAs performance in just a moment. But I thought, whilst we're talking about it, you might as well introduce the track. You up for that?
Oh, of course. I'm Tori Kelly, and this is my song, Should Have Been Us.
You just heard brand new Tori Kelly, and Jeremiah's on that track as well, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And it's so funny. I just heard this version yesterday when it premiered, and I was stoked that he liked the song enough and he just wanted to hop on it. So yeah, he did a great job, though. I want to say thank you to him.
And the VMA's performance, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fully went for that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Definitely did. I was running off of adrenaline the whole time.
There's been some leaked kind of audio of Demi psyching herself up before going on stage. Did you have to do any of that?
I'm pretty mellow before a performance, and my team knows that pretty well, too. So they'll either, you know, leave me alone or, you know, it just gets really quiet for me before a show.
That's good. That's good. Because I'd be very clammy. I'd be wiping my hands on my trousers just trying to calm myself down. So
yeah, I just let it all out on stage.
Ed Sheeran, Pink, Sam Smith all said that you were incredible and that performance was amazing. How did that feel?
It felt amazing. I mean, I still fangirl over all of those people. So I mean, super flattering. It always feels good just to hear that from people that you respect and admire. So that was really cool to see those tweets.
What was it like writing with him? Was that in the studio with him? Was that over email again?
Yes, that was actually in the studio. And that was the first time we had met. We wrote the song and we got to produced the song together, and it ended up being on my album. So that's one I'm super, super stoked about, for people to have that song, because he was really just super fun and easy to work with.
X Factor in the UK has just started, and Simon Cowell's possibly not as rude as he used to be, I don't think. But do you have any advice for anybody that's going to be in the X Factor this year? Is there something that you really learned from your experience?
You know, with something like that, I would definitely say to trust your gut. I think it's so easy to hear, you know, outside opinions and kind of overthink every little decision that you make. And I think it's so important just to really know what you stand for and what you're about. And don't be afraid to, you know, put your foot down on things if you don't believe in doing something. I think it's just really important to find your own voice in all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it will reflect on your music, because if you're authentic in real life, you'll be authentic in your music, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Cool. That's nice to hear that you practice what you preach. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, Tori.
Bye.